Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Children Return, a Bruno Chief of Police novel by Martin Walker. Narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie. Chapter 1. Benoît Courrèges, Chief of Police of the small French town of Saint-Denis, and known to everyone as Bruno, had witnessed too much violent death. After 12 years in the French army and 11 as a policeman, he'd seen the gruesome effects of artillery shells and machine guns, and then of the metal and glass of automobile crashes on the human body. And while he often hoped to forget the impact of a bullet on his own flesh, the sullen ache in his hip with the coming of each winter's damp would remind him of the shot that had sent him tumbling into the snow in the hills above Sarajevo. He'd never forget the brightness of the French tricolore on the sleeve of the medic who worked on him until the helicopter came. Any sight of his country's flag now always brought back to Bruno the red of his blood against the white of the snow and the blue helmet he'd been wearing as a United Nations peacekeeper. But Bruno had never seen anything quite as grim as the sight of the dead man now lying trussed and half-naked before him. Rain trickled down the corpse's chest and stomach, gleaming on the fresh burn marks where the stubs of his nipples had been. The body was lit by the headlights of Bruno's own van and the large fire engine of Saint-Denis. Flickering flames on the tires of the car defied the steady rain and the white foam the fireman had used to douse the fire. Breathing through his mouth to avoid the stench of both charred flesh and burning rubber, Bruno checked his watch. Dawn was still an hour away. It was not only the smell that turned his stomach. He felt sickened by a personal sense of outrage. Even though the dead man was a stranger, Bruno felt the manner of this man's death had been a kind of pollution of these woods that he loved and knew.